Suddenly the rabbit disappeared round a corner. But when Alice turned the corner after it, the rabbit was nowhere to be seen. Alice found herself in a long, low hall with doors all round it.
I wonder where they all lead to.
She went all the way down one side of the hall and up the other side, trying every door.
Oh dear, they're all locked. How am I ever to get out again? Oh, what a funny little table. It's made of solid glass. And there's a tiny golden key lying on it. But the key's much too small to unlock any of the doors. And this, perhaps, behind this little curtain. Oh, yes! There's a tiny little door about 15 inches high. Yes, it fits! Oh, there's the loveliest garden I ever saw, with flowers and fountains and everything. I wish I could go and play in it. But I can't even get my head through the doorway. And even if my head would go through, it would be of very little use without my shoulders. I wish I could shut up like a telescope. I think I could, if I only knew how to begin.
For you see, so many out-of-the-way things had happened lately that Alice had begun to think that very few things indeed were really impossible.